Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show. Anita is a long-time member of our Brain Trust, more than a dozen years. She's been joining us. She is one of the e-commerce pioneers in the world. She was on the first e-commerce team to ever produce an e-commerce website way back in, all the way back to the 1990s, right?
And well, about 20 years ago.
She was right out of elementary school. She was a prodigy. And she's been joining us a long time. Anita Rosen, welcome back.
It's great to be here.
And she's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, also e-learning 2.0, and your e-book.
My latest book, yes.
Project Management, right?
Right, Project Management.
You got a new release too, right?
Well, it's project management. I have done a project management book before, and this project management is project managing mobile to big data.
Right. That's the new one.
And, but project management, I'm a big believer. There's different types of project management. I practice waterfall method, and which is that you have distinct phases as mm-hmm. opposed to agile, which is you're continually doing small increments.
Mm-hmm.
And project management can be used all the time in so many aspects of our businesses, necessarily just when you have a big project.
So you break projects down into smaller pieces.
Right, right.
So you have a big project that has lots of little projects.
Well, what it is there's different phases in the project. And we start off with our concept phase. And concept phase is...
We talked about that last time you were here.
Right, what's the idea?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people, when you skip phase, you don't think through a process. So at the beginning of it, we think of concept, and that's the first phase. And what we do is we outline what is the idea? And then we vet the idea. Is it a realistic idea, which is the first step of anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, too often we jump to execution before we vetted our idea. So, you know, it could be as small as you're a retailer and you're thinking, maybe I'll add shoes to my store.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, where are you going to get shoes? What kind of shoes? How much is it going to cost? Do you have, you know, you look at the idea. Is it a reasonable idea? Can I do this? Do I have mm-hmm. the room to do this? As opposed to shoes would be great. And you add shoes, and then you have no idea where I'm going to put it.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a concept of what is the idea? Who is going to buy this? Why are they going to buy it?
Where are we going to put it?
Where are we going to put it?
Yeah.
You know, and that's any project, any product that you have. It's not just you're coming out with a new product.
Another thing that you have to do, and I've talked about this before, and
right.
you tell me if this fits with what you're talking about. You have to make sure your organization is prepared for that. I mean, which includes the people, the space, the resources, the physical part of your business. I mean, is the door big enough? You know that kind of thing.
Right.
Don't forget that the first car Henry Ford ever made, he built in his garage. When he cranked it up to drive it out, it was too big for the door. He had to knock the front of the building off of the garage so he could drive his car out.
Exactly.
He could have used some project management, right?
Well, you know, we're not even talking. He's built the car. Before he had built. Yeah, but exactly. But. You know, before you build the car, when you first have an idea, you hear a lot about all these think tanks and different methods that startups use to
mm-hmm.
get going. But part of it is you sit down and the first thing you say, is it a viable idea? You know, is there business for this?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, I use shoes at a store or handbags at a store, but it could also be, you could be in insurance, and you could say, oh, hey, there's some new kind of financial on the market. Maybe I can sell that to my people. Well, what does that mean? You know, who do you sell to? Is it something that they would be interested in? Is it reasonable? You know, are you selling to the same person? Because if you sit there and say, this is really cool, then you'll realize, oh, wait, you know, if you're already going into businesses and you're selling to the financial side, and all of a sudden you find that this new piece, you know, you have to sell over to IT. Mm-hmm. Do you need different salespeople?
Anita, hold on to that thought. We'll come right back, folks, and talk about what's the next step in project management after concept, and we're going to need her to help us with that right after these messages. Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.